10,096, Michael J. Ax, south of Beach Avenue, 800 feet east of Route 1, being Lot 27 within North Indian Beach Development. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement. They're asking for 3 feet, gentlemen, from the side yard.
Place your hand on the Bible, and name and address. Testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Okay. We still start then with Bud and have him number.
We know it pains you.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name's Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown. I'm representing the applicant, Dr. Michael Ax. This is a request for a variance from the side yard setback requirements. The variance is a little bit less than 3 feet. Dr. Ax currently has a home located on Beach Avenue, Lot 27. It's in Indian Beach, and that's the development located just at the south end of Dewey Beach on the ocean. He purchased the home and property in 2004. What he's proposing to do is to improve the house by installing a elevator and a second floor, an elevator to the second floor, and a deck extension adjacent to the elevator tower. Copies of the survey, which I just gave out, I have that marked up. It's the same survey that you had in your file. But what that survey shows is the existing house on the property. The red line located to the left is the 10-foot side yard building restriction line. And marked in yellow is the proposed elevator tower and the proposed deck addition. And I think you can see from that survey that a portion of the elevator tower would encroach into the setback area as well as a portion of the deck area. The encroachment is actually at the southern end, or the elevator tower rear. It's about 1.56-foot variance. And then at the front of the deck, at the front property set, or front property building restriction line, it's about a 2.65-foot variance. This is basically the most appropriate and functional location for the elevator to be placed. And from an architectural and practical point of view, it's intended to extend that line of the tower with the deck so that it basically maintains the line to the front of the property. The beach here is located to the east or to the left on the survey. And where the elevator tower and this deck are located, as you can see, there's already house and deck located there. So the improvements will not in any way visually block anyone located to the west of this site going to the east toward the ocean. You can see from the survey that the lot is a little bit unique in shape in that it's not really squared up. It's somewhat of a, if I remember my terms, I think it's a trapezoid. It's a little bit slanted. The house is located, again, straight up to the road, so there is a slight kind of sideway movement to the building restriction line on the property. There have been several other variances that have been granted in this immediate area of Indian Beach. And in particular, in October of 2006, there was a rear and front yard setback variance granted for Lot 13, which is the home immediately to the left of Dr. Ax's property. And again, that basically permitted an extension of the home, obviously, to the front and to the rear. Again, one of the items that was discussed in that case was that those improvements were not going to be really affecting anyone's view. So Dr. Ax, in designing this, was particularly careful to make sure he wouldn't be affecting anyone else's view also. As far as the legal requirements, as I said, there is some uniqueness to the shape of the lot. The home was already located on the lot when Dr. Ax bought it, so this was not self-created. It is an existing home, and this is the most practical and, as I said, functional place to locate it. It will not alter the essential character of the area. There have been other variances granted, And again, this will not affect the view. And this is the minimum variance that's needed, slightly less than 3 feet, in order to accomplish that. I do have a copy of the case that I referred to, which I'll give to Mr. Rickards just to mark for the record. And that's basically everything we have to present. Dr. Axe, for the record, I'll just ask you if everything I just stated is true. Is everything true?
Yeah, everything we said was true.
Okay. And that's everything I have to present, unless you have any questions.
Mr. Chairman, right to add to Mr. Fuqua's variance alongside across the street, also there's a front yard variance right directly across the street from when you granted that.
Right. Okay, thank you, Mr. Quang. Are there any questions from additional questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hunches?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,096. I don't believe it'll alter such a character of the neighborhood. It's an odd-shaped lot, and see no opposition.
Okay, that was second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,096. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Come on.